Alexandra DeTrolio. Archbishop Paula Tien of Anchorage, Alaska, has created an independent commission to go over all personnel files of clergy and religious men and women who have worked within the Archdiocese of Anchorage since it was established in 1966. The commission will also review any allegations of inappropriate sexual conduct reported against lay volunteers and employees. Members of the commission have backgrounds in law enforcement, prosecution, and judicial service, and over 50 years of combined experience. The investigation will begin on October 31st and could take up to 9 months to finish. The completed report will have a list of individuals that have been determined to have credible allegations against them, as well as those who did not appropriately respond to the allegations. The Justice Department said that 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc has been taken into custody in connection with the package bombs that have been sent to a number of Democrats. Just today, two more packages were found. One was addressed to New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker and was found at a Florida mail facility. The other was addressed to former National Intelligence Director James Clapper and was found at a postal facility in Midtown Manhattan. Today's discoveries mark 12 suspicious packages sent in a week. According to court records and public records, Sayoc has a criminal history that includes theft, stolen property, fraud, and traffic charges. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan stated that as a part of the investigation into the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, Saudi Arabia's chief prosecutor will be in Turkey on Sunday and will also meet with Turkey's prosecutors. Saudi prosecutors have conceded that evidence has shown the killing was premeditated. Erdogan also said that Turkey has additional, quote, information and evidence on the death of the journalist and that they will release it eventually. Khashoggi's son was recently allowed to travel to the United States after Saudi officials revoked a travel ban. The IRS is considering a change to a rule that would reduce Iowa's school tuition organization donation deductibility on federal tax returns for people who itemize their deductions. At the moment, donations to school tuition organizations, also known as STOs, are 100% deductible. The change would make it harder for STOs to raise donations, therefore making it harder to give tuition aid to lower-income families. Should it go into effect, deductibility would go down 65%, and around 30% of the students in the Catholic schools of the Dubuque Archdiocese alone would be affected. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.